Hey, baby.
Hey.
Naomi and Andy here with a quick Q/request.
Yes. So, okay, Acast is doing these audience surveys, okay? We put the link in the show notes. The link is going to be in the link tree on our Instagram and everything like that. Here's the thing, Naomi. You know, we're already pretty choosy about the ads that we allow on the show. No weapons manufacturers.
Raytheon, get out of here.
Yeah. Screw off, Raytheon. But we want to make sure that the ads are kind of tailored to y'all.
Right.
Okay? Right? Say you want to hear ads for A Different World DVD box sets.
We need to know that.
We need
can
to
go
know
out
that.
To them. We can get the word out. But we only can get the word out if you give us the word. So you got to fill out the survey. It is quick, quick, quick. And it just lets us know if the ads you're hearing are the right ads for you.
Yeah.
So get on over to the show notes where that link is or the Couples Therapy link tree and fill out that quick survey so we can pass the word on to Acast.
All right. Roll it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name is Kimberly Drew. If I've learned anything in my years of studying and uplifting Black artists, it's that we all have the power to create something beautiful. That's why I'm pleased to introduce you to people who have broken down boundaries in fencing and helped to create the first ever smart store. They're a big deal, and it's time we give them our attention. Listen to Your Attention, Please, a Hulu podcast with iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's inspired by Your Attention, Please, now streaming on Hulu. Watch for a fresh point of view on Black history.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new Jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's Couples Therapy, Couples Therapy.
Welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
I am Naomi.
And we are a real-life couple of comedians. And on the show, we bring the best sets from our live show, where we have comics who are close to sets together about their relationship, and we bring them to you. Although sometimes, my dear Naomi, we have people come into the studio and talk to us, give advice perhaps. And that is one of these episodes. In fact, you heard our guests' dulcet tones at the top of the show. Naomi, do you want to put a name to vocal cords?
Of course I do. Our guest today, dropping truth bombs, is Michaela Watkins. She is an actor, writer, and comedian you know from so many things. Okay, honey, you know her from Casual on Hulu, Transparent, the movie Britney Runs a Marathon, which recently came out, season 4 of Catastrophe, which Andy and I stand for, and you can now see her as Delia on the new CBS show The Unicorn, which drops Thursdays at 8:30. Michaela was a true delight. We had so much fun.
Yeah. I was a fan of hers for a long time. She had a show on USA for a season that I thought was great. And I think I hid my fanishness.
You did. In fact, I was like, I thought you would be more gushing because you tend to be so, you know, when we have someone in, you're always like, I need to tell them how I feel about them deep in my heart. But you were like, chill.
Yeah, up until the end. she's great. Not only great as an actor, but great as a human being, as I learned.
So warm. So warm.
But before we get into the episode, my dear, we have a couple things to plug. One of them is our live show here in Los Angeles, which will be November 5th
Tuesday.
At the Virgil.
Tuesday, November 5th at the Virgil, 8 p.m.
Great lineup, including Dana Gould and Arden Marine. Arden, you've heard on this show before. Dana, you haven't, but I'm sure you've heard him because he's a great stand-up. So if you live in Los Angeles, come out to that. You can get tickets at our website, couplestherapypod.com. While you're there, two other things you can do. One of them, sign up for our Patreon. 2 times a month, we deliver exclusive episodes to our Patreon subscribers. It's only $5. I think the episodes are pretty wonderful. We delve into our past. We talk about our emotions. We get in real deep.
We're usually recording them on the couch, cat on either side. It is
now dog in the middle.
It's a full house. We're coming to you with the real.
Yes. And you want to ask whatever happened to predictability? Well, we will answer it. And we will add some predictability to your lives. Also, on the website, you can sign up for our mailing list. We want to tour the show a little more. And part of that is seeing where people are living that want us to go there. Also, we want to be able to disseminate to people things a little easier. Facebook is dying. And after it spent a lot of time radicalizing our parents, it is now falling knee-deep into fascism. So we are trying to figure out alternate ways to converse with listeners. We don't send them out very often.
Yeah, you will not get overloaded. We're not going to have you clicking on sketchy links. It's just like, hey, we're coming through, or hey, you want us to come through. So sign up. Let us know where you're at.
Yes. Finally, today is an advice episode. If you would like to ask advice questions of your own, obviously we take them through our Gmail, through DMing on Instagram and Twitter. But also, we prefer, because we get to hear your delightful voices, voicemail. And if you call in
323-524-7839.
And you can find that number online as well in our Twitter bio and I think on the website. Naomi.
Also, as you are listening to this, I am on my way to Cincinnati, Ohio, okay, where I am going to be performing with Together Live on Wednesday, the 23rd. I will be performing with Together Live, which is an evening of speakers, comedians, musicians, game changers. And then on the 24th, I will be doing the same thing in Royal Oak, Michigan. So if you have any interest and you want to check out those shows, they will be fun. They will be uplifting. I am a small part of a magical group. You can go to togetherlive.com, baby.
And you got some other exciting live dates coming up, but we'll talk about those on another episode. So stay tuned. But for now, here's Michaela.
Yes, baby, we are kicking it off, right?
Kicking it off in 5780.
5780, what?
Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome. I was about to just launch into some nonsense, and then I'm like, we have a guest.
Oh, exactly. You can go nonsense.
No,
crazy.
No, because he knows I will tell him. I say, not in front of company. You keep it together in front of company.
But let's throw this out there for you, for the listeners. Uh-huh. Any Jewish radio, morning time zoo kind of DJs? That I've never seen. Like, instead of like a burr, 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 you hear like a shofar, you hear like a tequila gondola. We got a tequila gondola show for you today. Naomi, you went to a Jewish high school. Mostly Jewish.
Middle school. You know, I still know that half Torah portion.
Oh.
You know I went to that
nice.
Many. I went
nice.
To that many.
Let's have a half Torah off. Who remembers of the, were you bat mitzvah?
I was, yeah.
I don't remember anything. So if you do remember anything, you win immediately.
Well, what I thought was unique to me, I've since gone to my friend's kids' bar and bat mitzvahs, and I realized, oh, everybody says that part. But I was like, oh, my God, I think this is my half Torah, because it's like they all start the same. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech. And I was like, oh, that's mine. But then I realized that's how they all begin. But anything after that, I don't know.
What is it like going to, like, are you having fun at these kids' bar mitzvahs? As an adult?
Well, let's be clear. I don't go to the party afterwards.
Oh, okay.
I don't do that part. Okay. I go and I listen to their kid make a speech that's usually like in LA, these kids are all like, and another thing. our climate deserves our attention. And wow. I'm just like, yay, kids. Yeah, new generation of goodness, you know.
I thought that you were going to say that they were basically doing like an audition.
I know. Being like,
and for my next character.
I would like to slate my name and agency.
Hi, Deborah Birnbaum.
Represented by Gersh.
4'9". I'll be playing the role of... like, happy to be here, but not, like, crazy about it.
Of pretty girl. Of pretty girl.
As... I'm emo bat mitzvah girl. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a monologue for Mean Girls.
I'm going to be a VSCO girl for... I know. I love that you're laughing. This makes me so happy. I just learned what that is. E-girls, VSCO girls. I learned all of this from the kids on my show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're teaching me everything, like, and I oop, and, you know.
I photoshopped myself as a VSCO girl a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're on TikTok. You are.
I'm not. No. I just know. I try to keep up with it just so I don't feel too... as I'm getting older and decrepit, the more that I at least like know what Billie Eilish is, the more I can be like, all right, at least I'm like, at least I'm still a part of culture.
Right.
As a part.
See, I don't mind. I'm literally like, I don't need to know, okay? I got the same Ani DiFranco playing from 1992 and just like, I can't keep up. I've done a couple, like, speaking of Billie Eilish, this is literally what did it for me where I was like, I don't understand. I did one.
Hey, it's me. Billie Eilish.
That's like kind of how she sounds.
Oh, I remember hearing her because my friend took her daughter to go see Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh God, was that just horrible? And she's like, no, she's actually really good. And then I brought her up on my phone and I was like, she's kind of sultry for a little thing.
She is sultry for a little, but then the thing is, I can't understand what she's saying and like the way the beats are so heavy because I'm like, and I'm like, okay, what? What are we going through? What's the journey we're on
it's
musically?
Like Imogene Heap of
a little bit
of but I, tots.
Yes, but no one's gonna shoot an older brother to Billie Eilish, and of course I'm referencing. Season 2 finale of The OC.
Oh.
Andy.
And we'll be right back with more memories. And we're back. We did not take a break, just so everyone in the studio is clear. There was no commercial in between that.
I'm going to do that in life. I'm going to be like, we're going to take a break. And we're back. That's how people will know that I'm done talking about whatever we're talking about.
I've been trying to like learn... at parties, how to leave a conversation without, because in my mind, if someone leaves a conversation with me, that means they don't want to talk to me anymore.
Oh.
Not that they like have something else to do or like want to circulate. Uh-huh. It's immediately an attack on me.
Uh-huh.
And I take, it feels spiteful.
Do you at parties feel like you have to dismiss yourself all the time? Like, I feel like this perpetual need to always walk away at the first hint of what are we going to talk about now? Like, I always feel like I have to be like, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then we'll start talking about something interesting. And then I'll be like, as soon as, like, I feel like it's starting to wane, I'm like, well, I should probably get to the bathroom. And I'm like, what is my problem? Why don't I just stay put and see what happens next? Like, why don't I just wait for this next wave of conversation?
Interesting. See, I'm always trying to get out. I'm literally being like, let me give you a little razzle dazzle. Okay, see you later.
Yeah, I want to leave on a high note, obviously. But
but it's not because I'm like, oh, I want to talk to someone else as much as I don't want them to get sick of me.
Yeah.
I'm very afraid of that person getting to that. So I'm like, I always want to be like, oh, leave them wanting more. And then be done with it.
You also want a curated experience.
I want to curate. Oh, fully. You know, I don't trust other humans. Yeah. So if I'm going out in these streets socializing, it's got to go the way I have it planned in my head.
Sorry, Mikhail, I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. But this is just going to be non sequiturs. But like what you just said about if you're going to leave your house, I went to a wedding where I swear it was like somebody just said, what will it take for Mikhail to leave her house tonight? There was a massage chair at this wedding.
What?
Tarot cards. A donut truck, a pork slider truck, sushi truck.
And that's what I want. That's what I want our wedding to be. Like, I want like trucks and like stations. I want you getting all the foods.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then like, oh my God, a single massage chair? Was there a line? What was the situation?
Because, you know, people are like not that interested in putting their face on a tissue paper while they have a face full of makeup. But guess who didn't care? This lady with a stiff back. I was like, I'm in. And I got my tarot read, and I didn't know what to ask because you're supposed to ask a question. And she's like, well, yeah, we're in L.A. You know, most people asked about their career. And I was like, well, I don't want you to give me shitty news, and then I have to enjoy this wedding. So
your residuals would dry up. What? Weird specific.
HBO Max will be the only game in town, except nobody will know how to get it.
This is going back to bar and bar mitzvahs, current bar and bar mitzvahs. And this is now we're talking about, I guess you're going to ones in Los Angeles. So it's a little more she than where I grew up, Reading, Pennsylvania.
But I go to a very like social justice temple. So
really?
It's real like metal folding chairs. Like it's not she.
We got to get in.
Yeah. Can we talk afterwards?
He needs community. Yeah. We've been talking about this with his last kipper, you know? And he was like, I was like, do we have no Jews to break the fast with?
Oh my God. And
we had no.
Guys, we will break bread together.
Yes.
Let's talk after it. But what is
except
the
for
current
Passover, and then we'll break matzah.
Ooh. What is the current? Yeah. We don't have anyone to go to Seder's out here. Either.
Andy, I know.
Oh. You are in like Jutopia over here. Like what? How?
I don't know how.
What happened?
Yeah, all of our friends are goyim. I don't know what to
do. Yeah, and that's how like, I knew it was dark. Like when we kind of had the realization, I was like, holy shit. Do I not have another chosen person but your ass? I was like, okay, this is not it.
It's not true what they say. We really don't run the media.
What are they at my bar mitzvah? We had a little karaoke. This is before karaoke was cool. Mm-hmm. So I was of course a harbinger,
of course,
of coolness.
Yeah, always.
Little Andy who loved Weird Al. So what is it like the cool? What are people having at their bar mitzvahs these days?
Oh, like I said, I don't go to the parties, but
You don't hear any whispers?
A whisper?
Because I did hear you say that. I wasn't ignoring what you said, but I'm just like, oh, but people are telling you like what the cool thing is. Like, what are they doing like VR experiences now?
I went to a very chill one where they just had like a pasta, but they had John and Vinny's pasta.
Oh.
So
okay.
It was like it was very simple, but they went high quality with their simple.
John and Vinny's, are you in West Hollywood and you want a delicious mozzarella stick? Go to John and Vinny's.
Are you mad that someone ordered them and then you eat them anyway? John and Vinny's.
Michaela, today is your day off from working and twerking. What did you like
thank you.
Like this is like your day off. Like what do you do? Like, you know, you fit in a podcast, you're here now, but like are you a person where, like, on your day off, you're like, here are the errands, done, done, done? Or are you like, I'm asleep till noon?
No, but actually, this is very interesting. This does slide into the whole couples therapy thing because the errands is a couples issue. And I do have genuinely, I like to think, I love to dispel advice to couples. I love to dispel advice to single people. I love to give parenting advice, and I don't have children. I will give you so much advice about things I know really nothing about.
Oh, yes.
Happily.
Well, me too, sister.
But then I just realized that there are some times that I do have a marriage question. And the errands is a big one because I work like 14, 16-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
So then my husband, who can work from anywhere, I ask him if he can do things. What happens? What's the protocol when someone doesn't do it the way you wanted, but it's your spouse? So you know what I'm saying? Like, because I couldn't do it myself. Mm-hmm. He's doing me a favor.
Right.
It's not the way I want it.
But he did it. No, okay, I got two questions.
He did
this
it.
This is something Nam and I run into.
Yeah.
So he did do it.
He did do it.
And when you say not the way you want, like, was it a, I mean, can you specify?
I don't want to because it's so dumb that it's going to really put me in a terrible light.
Because let's pretend, okay, well, then let's give curtains. So he didn't darn the curtains. He didn't hem the curtains. You're like, I need these curtains hemmed. They're too long.
Let's just say I borrowed curtains from a friend.
Yes.
And then that friend was coming back to town. I'm like, oh, I'll give you your curtains back. But while they were gone, like, let's say some bats made a nest in these curtains.
Sure, uh-huh.
And you were like, oh, before our friends come back, we got to get rid of that bat nest in the curtains.
We're covered in guano. We got to get
rid
of that.
Rid of it.
Yeah. And I'm like, can you do A, B, and C with it?
Right.
And they do D with it. So they kind of did it, but it wasn't A, B, or C.
Yeah.
And it's important to you because your friends were kind enough to give your curtains.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is D so divergently different? Not to get alliterative, but is D so divergently different from A, B, C that it is no longer in the realm of?
Let's just say that D is washed the curtains, got them cleaned, and then dragged them all the way to their friend's house.
Well, okay, I'm going to say this, though, because, like, sometimes you, though, Andy does, like, a lot of the work in the house and, like, keeps it tip-top, you know? But there are certain times where, and, okay, I also feel like, so my mother was the same way. My mother's the kind of way where it's like, do this thing, and then if you don't do it the way she wanted it, it was a problem. So I tried to
tell you the way she wants it. Well,
that's a different, but, see, but listen, but that's part of what I was going to say. I was like, you know, my thing is once I ask you to do something, I have to accept that you may do it your way. If I really want it done a certain way, then I got to tell you I need it done this exact way.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I just be like, hey, hook up the curtains. It'll be like, no, no, no. I need you to do step one, 1A. You know what I mean?
Like, but what if they do, don't? What
even if after you've enumer- you've broken it down?
Yeah. Then what?
What do you got? You get to get mad.
I get a case.
Yeah.
I get
a case.
You got a case. I have a case.
You got a case.
America. Then what do you do? That's the problem with marriage. Like, there is no, like, it's not like you're like, congratulations, you get to go to Egypt.
Get
all expenses paid.
Get a meal. Your spouse has to buy a meal. That or whatever fills your
heart up. That's fun. Hey, you guys, you know, this is nice that you have like a little kitty for when one person is right and one person is wrong.
Yep.
And you're just like, come on, we get to indulge in the kitty.
Yeah.
Like, so I get to pick a thing.
Yeah. I think that's because otherwise, look, I mean, if it's a chronic thing, then
it's not
I'm
chronic.
Sticking my finger in my collar. And
it's not chronic. That's why eight years into this, you know, or 9 years into this relationship, I'm like, oh, now what? What happens here? We've never, this is an impasse.
I feel that way though. Andy and I, you know, we've been together 9 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going on 10.
And it's been.
And it's, but it's true. Like you reach these points where you're like, well, especially like when there's stuff that happens when you're like, I'm annoyed, but it's like, I know I love you and it's not like a deal breaker.
Exactly.
But I have this annoyance.
What
and
do
I'm
you do?
Like,
where do you put it?
Where do you put it?
Yeah.
Where do you put it?
Yeah.
And that's where I think, you know, for me, like, that's like where I need to have, like, gal pals. Because then I can kind of, like, vent it without making it a production back at the house.
You need a Sex in the City
but
group.
But I don't think, here I am venting on a podcast publicly. I was about to say, like, I don't think it's good. Like, I try to keep it, but our shit between us. You know what I mean?
No, fully.
Because, God, I can't even tell you. Thank God there's not that much of it. Man, I've been in relationships where there's been a lot to talk about. And this is like a very uneventful marriage. But I, like that's the thing is like, where do you put it? Because you can't stay mad about these
but
things.
But if it's minor, like, because I agree with you about like, especially I think one of the things Andy and I have been dealing with too, just being here in LA versus like we have so many joint friends here, whereas in New York we kind of had our own little worlds already, and then you know we got together. Whereas here, everybody we meet, we're meeting together for the most part.
Yeah,
and also this is a town that is very into appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna tell. I'm never gonna say anything bad about Andy to somebody
because
not only is like they probably know him, but then it's also like it's like then I'm like making him look bad. You know what I mean? Like almost. It could be professional.
And you
like,
want
like,
a general and like talking about how I like,
well, not a general, but, like,
didn't wash the dishes right.
But, like, every person, I feel like every person we know is like also in this business in some capacity. And so it feels so
extra. There's that. But also like, here's the thing. Anybody who knows me and knows my husband knows that I'm the jerk. Like my friend, do you know who Jessica Chaffin is?
Yeah,
funny lady. She, when she met Fred, she just said, "I love Fred. I love him so much, and he can do no wrong. And and if there was a murder and Fred was accused, I would say the other person had it coming."
Is he like his personality? You say you're the jerk. I mean, I don't believe that because you're such a warm,
that's
nice lady.
I'm not a jerk next to him.
Really?
And this is what really most of the time pisses me off. I look like a jerk next to him because he's very, very unflappable. Like he's very, like just rolls off of him. And it makes me look high strung and crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like that for you either.
No.
Because I would also be that way.
Yeah.
Like, I think we tend to take turns, but he in general, like, he will show his emotions maybe more in private. Mm-hmm. But like, if we're out, yeah, you'll know, like, I'm popping off. You know what I mean? And he's just like it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's good. This is why this works, you guys.
But we have a third thing, which is your public persona. Mm-hmm. So we're also dealing with, like, I look like a jerk versus you on stage. You know what I mean? Because you on stage, it's like all your good stuff. It's like all, yeah, you've concentrated the good part of you into this photon blast.
Thank
on stage.
Thank you.
That obliterates the audience.
Yes, it's true. It's
and,
very true.
But in real life, I'm the hero. Wait, why don't we turn, let's do this. Why don't we turn the curtains, which is a new phrase, yep, I just came up
I'm
with.
I'm into it.
Let's turn the curtains. Okay.
And Naomi and I, before coming here in the car, we had a bit, not a tiff. Mm-hmm. What's the lowest level of disagreement you can have?
A dust up.
A dust particle was moved.
A toot.
We had quite a toot.
We had quite a toot.
Okay, so the other day I was supposed to go out bowling with some friends, mm-hmm, or to do something. Might have been a VR experience. I can't remember.
Okay.
And
changes everything.
Yeah, I was going to say Team Naomi.
We're going to a bar mitzvah that had a VR experience as part of it. Mm-hmm. But things I got held up at I was on someone else's podcast. I got held up. There was like a bunch of stuff. Had to walk the dog. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was like, hey, I'm ready, it was like 8:30.
Right.
All right. And mm-hmm, I'm like, we can do this. Or do you guys just want to come over and we can like watch something? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, that's great. Do you want us to bring, we're hungry. Do you want to, or are you hungry? And I'm like, I'm not really. They're like, but do you want us to bring a pizza? I'm like, not for me, but if you guys want to bring a pizza, feel free.
Uh-huh. And you were like,
now, Naomi wasn't here. Naomi was out of town.
Okay.
But the
so
two.
Just the three of us. So it's just the three of us. Uh-huh. Now I wasn't hungry. So they came over.
Uh-huh.
They didn't bring a pizza.
Uh-huh.
I fed them. We had snacks.
This is a long,
I offered
muddy
them
walk. Uh-huh. This is a long
go. No, because I want the entire context. Yeah. I want every dimension of this cube drawn in perfect delineation.
Listen, I just sold this story to Warner Brothers, so.
Yes,
because this is very real to me.
This is
I'm seeing all of it.
If this isn't a movie, summer 2020, yes, a very fast development process for everyone who lives here in Los Angeles.
I hate
and understands
it.
Now, Naomi was like, it was fine, it seems. No one complained. I offered them food. I offered them snacks. I offered them food to make. Okay. They declined. They got snacks. Now, Naomi, when I was telling them this.
They brought snacks?
Yeah,
they...
I gave them snacks.
You gave them snacks. Okay.
Naomi was like, when they offered to bring a pizza, even though you didn't want it, you should have just said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So they were like, should we bring a pizza?
And I was like, not for
I'm
me.
Not hungry. But if you guys want a pizza, go ahead.
Now Naomi, Naomi is like the polite thing. People pleaser Naomi.
Uh-huh.
I'm really trying to.
Wait. No, because now is this people, you're saying that you should have provided a pizza, or they should have just, you should have said like, yeah, you know, that'd be great. Why don't you bring a pizza?
That's what Naomi says.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
But how
done.
Is that people pleasing?
Thank you. He wants to like paint it as people pleasing. But my whole thing is like, some people you were like, okay, come over, as opposed to doing whatever they were going to do. They were hungry.
Uh huh.
This is
post
dinner.
And then you saying 8:30 is not post dinner. We are in a metropolis.
We're in Los Angeles where things shut down
at 10.
This is true. It's true.
8:30 is post dinner.
But I'm like, if they were hungry, you should just say like yes, because I understand maybe feeling like, well, I don't want to bring food to the guy's house if he's not hungry, or is it going to be weird? If he just, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just like, just fucking go along with it. Pick at a damn slice and be done with it.
Okay. Honestly?
Yes.
I think everybody in this story is an adult. I think that Andy advocated for himself. He was not hungry. And he said, look, if you want to bring pizza, take care of yourselves. Now, in this situation, it's your friends who've really fallen short on the dime here, and they should have said,
that's my clapping.
We're hungry. We should get there, and if he doesn't have anything to feed us that is, like, because we don't know if we're hungry or just tired or whatever we are, we'll order a pizza and have it delivered to your place that maybe you just decide together, and maybe you have some pizza too, because it turns out now that it's 9:15, you are a little hungry, or also there's pizza and you're always going to make room for it. Yeah, I have to say, I think this falls on the friends on this one.
There you go, Naomi.
Okay, you know what? We're going to take a break. Michaela and I already started telling people what's what, and we haven't even gotten to listen to questions.
I know.
And I'm just taking a break because, see, she wasn't on my side, and I got to regroup.
Friends, Andy and Naomi here from Couples Therapy. And I got to tell you, we have sleep problems out the wazoo, in the wazoo, every possible direction you can be coming out of wazoo from. And thanks to Casper mattresses, oh boy, those sleep problems just go out the window. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies.
And you know Casper is good stuff because they have over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across their website, Amazon, Google. It's basically becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
Yeah, and besides the original, there's also plenty of others, and I don't mean extra crispy. I mean, they got other mattresses like the Wave, the Essential, and the Hybrid, and they also offer an array of many other products like pillows and sheets to ensure an overall better sleep experience from top to bottom.
Oh my God, if I could be sleeping right now, I would probably sleep on something called the Wave. Casper mattresses are great. They are affordable because they cut out the middleman and they sell directly to you. And you get free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. So come on, guys. No excuses. You spend a third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable.
You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Come on. Name one other thing in your life that you get to try out for 100 days and then decide. Nothing.
I guess some people, you know, if you consider dating to be like a trial, but there's so much more risk, so much more risk. Anyway, you guys, you can get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/couples and using code couples at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply, but remember, go to casper.com/couples and use code couples at checkout and get $100 towards a select mattress. And we're back.
We are getting Cameron Diaz and David Schwimmer to star in this thriller, aren't we? Someone gets murdered, right?
Yeah.
Summer 2020.
I didn't even believe that you brought that up because that was not even a toot to me.
It really bugged me that you had an opinion on it. That's what bugged me about it, where I'm just like, why do you have a thought about this? They're adults. They can do what they want.
No, you're right. It's like, you're both right. It's true. It's like, adults can do what they want. I think it's like, I don't like hosting, mm-hmm. and I always get very nervous, and I want everyone to have everything, mm-hmm. and like, it's like if I was home, mm-hmm. I would have said, they ain't coming over, we going somewhere. You know what I mean?
Because you would want to feed them properly.
It would be a whole...
Yeah.
No, she just wouldn't want them in our house. She doesn't want anyone in our house.
Because if they're there, I have to do all the things.
Right. You're the most Jewish in this situation. Naomi, you are. Because I'm the same way. Like, people come over, you know, to fix a sink, and I'm like, do you want... Do you like hot water? Do you like cold water? Do you want an ice cube? I only have 3 ice cubes because I turned off the ice cube maker. I don't know. The flap was down. It's not making ice cubes. Would you like me to go to the store and get ice? You know what I can do? I can make a smoothie and yeah.
I offered them. So, Naomi, just so you know, literally every food object in our house.
We have an array of nuts.
We have an array of nuts. We have saltwater taffy. We have various cereals.
That sounds like a free thing you got. Nobody was like, when you're at the store, could you please pick me up? I don't know. Just use your judgment. The best saltwater taffy you can find at Gelson's.
you got a question keyed up for us?
I got
Andy?
A question. This is this comes to us anonymous to our Gmail account. We get advice questions.
What if it's my husband being like, let's just say.
Let's just say curtains. What if he picked the exact same metaphor that we used? So we get questions from various places. Gmail, DM on Instagram, mm-hmm. DM on Twitter. Our preferred is, of course, voicemail. But sometimes
questions
are sensitive.
Do you give out the number?
You know we do, Andy. Michaela just asked for the number.
323-524-7839. Leave a voicemail. Okay. Anonymous from Gmail says, some nice stuff about the podcast. Naomi doesn't want me, doesn't
Andy,
like reading.
Why would you say it like that?
When I keep reading.
It's not that I don't want you to.
Just the criticisms. Just the criticisms, please.
I had a question about my relationship. I'm in a relationship and we've been together for 2.5 years and have lived together for a little over a year now. My boyfriend plays Dungeons and Dragons, something I've tried, but I'm not too interested in.
Okay.
But we're both creative people, and I'm happy as a creative hobby.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The thing that bothers me is his obsession with it. He plays in 2 games. He's the dungeon master in one of them, and he plays a character in another game. He plays with about the same group of friends for each game, and they meet 2 days out of the week, each lasting 6 to 8 hours.
Ooh. Jesus.
Ooh, that's a damn job.
That's a damn job.
Yeah, occasionally lasting more, even up to a whole day on 2 separate occasions.
Oh, every week.
Oof, yes. Because these games last so long, he takes the week to prepare, writing the next storyline, upgrading his character. He also plays D&D online in a game chat site called Discord. Discord server. I have heard of that, like Billie Eilish. With the same group of friends and numerous other people all day long. It's the first thing he checks in the morning, and he's often on it late at night, hours after I've gone to bed. He'll even be on it while we're together. He'll either be on his laptop or phone playing and talking with his friends while we're cooking or watching TV, and often is so absorbed into the game that he doesn't respond when I talk to him. It's like I'm not even there. He immediately responds to them on Discord, even when we're together, but never responds to me when he's with them. This is every day of the week. Sometimes he will have the sessions at our apartment, which is fine with me, but since we live in a studio, I don't like to be home.
This is like everything. This is getting worse and worse.
Literally.
I just feel like if this was an... This question was a flower being animated. It's like wilting. First the petals fall off, and then there's the wilt, and then and then it's just like this little dry husk. Yeah, keep going.
It is more?
It is like a sketch in that it has heightened as it's gone on.
It really has.
I am trained at UCB, so.
I thought they were saying that.
Available on weekends.
Hide and explore. There have been a number of times where I'm just waiting outside at night to come home because I just don't feel comfortable being
Oh,
there.
Hell no!
Wait a minute. Naomi,
when he's playing with his friends.
I can't.
I'll skip some.
No, don't skip.
No,
don't
we
skip.
Because I was like, is there a question here?
Yeah, because maybe somewhere in there, she's like, he goes down on me for 3 hours a night. And I'll be like, well, interesting. Okay.
Like, well, that's a compromise. I've even waited until 2 a.m. in the snow because of a quote-unquote boss battle. Granted, this is my decision to not be home while he's playing, so I don't fully put that on him, even though he recognizes how uncomfortable it makes me.
Well,
now, he at least asked me before having games at home.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dear listeners, Andy here doing the ad read again, and today we're talking about MeUndies. As the male half of couples therapy, I was asked to do this one because we're talking about boxers, which, and I hope I'm not breaking any confidences, Naomi does not wear. Now, if you're a podcast listener like me, you've heard plenty of ads for MeUndies, and frankly, I had always thought it's underwear. How special can it be? And then I tried them, and friends, it is like wearing magic. It is like wearing a dream. It is so soft, there is nothing earthly I can compare it to. I am embarrassed, absolutely embarrassed to say I'm middle-aged and just finding this out, but the material your underwear is made out of really does make a difference. I won't say where I usually get my boxers from, but for comparison, MeUndies are like wearing a cloud covered in angel's feathers, and the other ones I wear are like wearing a bear trap smothered in puke. MeUndies got style for everyone, from all black classics to fun expressive prints in sizes extra small to 4XL. And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that actually care for their workers. Also, I gotta point this out, there is a particular technology that the folks at MeUndies would like me to discuss. Now, you know Naomi is sex negative and I am sex neutral, so I didn't want to have to say what this technology is, so I asked friend of the show, friend in real life, Mort Burke, to say the phrase. So, okay, here it goes. For any listeners with penises and testicles, I can say medical words, you might be interested in MeUndies' sophisticated
contoured pouch and ball caddy.
What's that again, Mort? They're incredibly comfortable?
Contoured pouch and ball caddy.
Wonderful. Thanks, buddy. Okay, soft underwear comes in all packages at MeUndies. So to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/therapy. That's MeUndies.com/therapy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Can we take a minute and talk about Skims? Now, you know I'm a recent Skims convert, having tried their underwear in the last few months, and I am now living lifted, supported, changed. So I decided to keep trying new stuff. And let me tell you, Skims basics and foundations are where it's at. Yes, I recently got the Soft Smoothing Seamless t-shirt. And y'all, it is so comfortable. It's been the perfect layer for me. I'm rocking it under a cardigan or a sweater when I want to keep it fitted and fabulous and not look all bulky. I mean, y'all know I'm back to work. Hashtag blessings. And I'm definitely that girl who is always cold in the office. Okay, I need my layers, but I'm still trying to look put together. And the Soft Smoothing Seamless shirt is helping me get it right. And I also got the boyfriend t-shirt in heather gray, and it is so friggin' soft and comfortable, and it's giving casual but intentional when I wear it with a pair of jeans. I'm feeling very good in it. So if you want to give these and other basics a try, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small through 4X. Thank you for the range, Skims. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Again, that's skims.com. Go check out everything they've got and the new t-shirt shop.
Snow the only option?
Thank you.
To go?
And often moves them to his friend's apartment.
Okay.
One thing I've noticed, which I think hurts the most, is on two separate occasions I've heard him to be so much more attentive and responsive when he's with his friends one-on-one than with me. I would be in the bathroom while his friend is waiting on a lift. It's weird how that's happened twice. I brought this up and he still says he's just being polite, but it still hurts. I've talked to him several times about how all this makes me feel, and he's admitted to using D&D as an escape and understands how he's neglecting me. He tries to make it up to me, but it's usually short-lived. I really do love him, and even though he says he loves me and that I'm the most important thing to him, it doesn't always seem that way. I even told him that I feel second to D&D, but he was actually surprised by that. He's also heavily into board games, which I love also, mm-hmm. and is trying to make a career of being a game designer. But he's told his coworkers that I ruin games because I'm not competitive.
Okay.
It just makes me question how he really feels about me, which I feel guilty about. Sorry again for how long and jumbled this is. I'm not sure what to do and want to know what you think.
Well, you're very confused, Anonymous. You're very confused.
Anonymous.
Take it away, Naomi.
Whoever you are. You are worth all the things you want. Mm-hmm. Don't you, Michaela, please step in. Because it's like, I heard it. And it's like, with everything, I was like, I was getting so frustrated for this person. I don't even know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. You know, where do you want to start? Where should we start? Should we start with the positives?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not getting any positives.
I think that we can Oreo cookie this.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Wait, so is the cream the negative?
The cream is the middle. the stuff, the stuffing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The place that, you know, maybe needs work, you know. But we got the two wafers, you know. Well, let's start with what's good. What's good is she says she loves him. Uh-huh. He is shocked that she thinks he doesn't love her back. So he feels very much that, you know, that, mm-hmm. that she feels she does not, you know, okay, we'll get, keeping it positive still.
It's so funny because we're saying she, and I'm like, it's interesting how the assumption is that it is,
a hetero relationship. You're right.
It is a hetero relationship.
Because I was like, but it's interesting how, like, whenever you, I don't mean that as, I'm talking about heteronormativity as much as, like, I mean, like, certain behaviors where you just assume a woman would be the one to stand in the snow.
You are absolutely right. You know what I mean? Right. She or he.
But I'm like, oh, she or he
refers to the boyfriend. Okay, so here's the thing, Anonymous. You know, obviously what we have is a situation where your beloved is trying to escape reality. I think that Anonymous is taking this personally and saying, you are trying to escape me, you're escaping our life, you're escaping our union, you're escaping our home life. I don't think that Anonymous needs to take that on Anonymous's shoulder. I think Anonymous really is just being a reflection to the boyfriend, who Dungeon Master boyfriend, mm-hmm. who is really escaping their life and probably could do a lot of work on, like, what is it that you don't want to deal with in life? Why is life so mundane and horrible to you that this fantasy world that you've created is so, so, so much more compelling? And believe me, I understand. I also am a game lover. I went through a phase where I played Settlers of Catan and drank scotch all the time. And I love Ticket to Ride and Risk and all these things. Like, they're super fun for me. I go down super hard rabbit holes on my phone playing Sudoku and crosswords and you name it, Othello, everything. Like, I just—
Candy Crush?
No, never, never, actually. But
well, you gotta get into it.
But Andy, yeah, I get it. I get it. It's like very relaxing. It's also, it's, you know, let's be honest, life is a little dim right now. You know, we're told every avenue you go down, everybody's is a rat hole. You know, everybody, like, you go down, it looks nice. Ooh, we'll be on the other end. It's just a bowl of rats.
I just want to say that because I love it. Every road is a rat hole.
Well, we'll be down this path. There's lilies. There's poppies. There's a cart that's selling fresh oranges and a bowl of rats. So, like, I get it. I do understand that. But I just really feel for Anonymous because this may never – this is what hurts me to say. Mm-hmm. This behavior may never change.
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, this does not sound like something that you can sit and have a conversation with and that person just going to mm-hmm. fix. Because the other thing to me about it, though, because I understand what you mean about rabbit holes. I definitely will, like, sit on my phone and play a game and, like, I love to disassociate. Okay, mm-hmm. give me all the streaming TV shows, watching CW's Arrow right now. But there's something about the social nature of this game where he has this group of other people that he's with when he's doing it mm-hmm. that does make me feel like it is kind of a choice, because you can isolate, mm-hmm. you know, when you, like, scroll on your computer mm-hmm. and play games, that you're isolated.
Right.
But when you say, everybody come to my studio mm-hmm. that I share with this person mm-hmm. and sit here for 8 damn hours,
mm-hmm.
oh, you didn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
You wanted all the people mm-hmm. except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that feels
yeah.
like.
But I don't know if this person wants all the people, but the world, you know? Like, okay, here's an example. I have a poker group, standing poker group with, you know, 4 people. And I have been playing this for years. And we meet, like, once every 3-4 months, you know? It used to be once every month. And then it was, you know, now our lives are busy. And now we're lucky if we can get it, you know, going 3 times a year. But we go and we talk about our lives and we share all this information. It's really intimate because we've been doing it for so long and mm-hmm. I need it. And we have a rule, no partners, no boyfriends or girlfriends, because mm-hmm. it changes the vibe.
Uh-huh.
This and this thing has become so sacred to me. Here's the problem with Anonymous. Anonymous is doing this too much. Just too much. It's not wrong that Anonymous is doing this. It's that it's just 2 nights a week and then spending all week prepping. Poker, you show up with a $20 bill. Like, this is too much.
Exactly. It's taking away so many hours, because the question, because as you said, because I was going to say, like, okay, 2 hours, even at 8 hours, I'm still like, it's too much. I'm also like, okay, when are you working? What's going on with, like, how mm-hmm. you're paying your bills? But then if you are spending
maybe
the whole—
mining Bitcoin.
Maybe. But to spend the whole
mining
week
Bitcoin.
Prepping mm-hmm. is, like, kind of like— Oh, okay, because that's the question. Like, what I need to know from Anonymous is, I'm like, when were the good times?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not hearing that from this, and mm-hmm. That doesn't mean there isn't any, but that would be kind of also, like, my follow-up question to Anonymous. Okay, like, what is, as you said, it's like, well, what's the good stuff? Is there something going on?
And is Anonymous being a victim? Like, you waited in the snow.
Right.
Again, your choice, I know, you know that, but, like, were you like, this will really paint the picture. This will, like, give me something to, you know.
To hold on. Right.
To hold, like, on. Like, or to prove I waited how good in the snow.
That's how much I care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that it was a, like, dramatic choice on Anonymous's part to prove a point or to hold in their hearts or something like that. You know, I never even thought about it the way you were painting it, Michaela, that it was like an escape. Mm-hmm. That's to be this obsessed. Now, like, there are things
well, you
that
know,
I
am
do.
I am a professional actor. So I think I know what I'm talking about psychologically. No, I'm kidding.
Totally.
No, I'm saying
this is like, your, this is your actual game.
I am obviously not a therapist.
I know you're kidding, but there is a certain thing where you do have to, like, at some level, you have to have the empathy to embody the character. You're not the characters. You have played plenty of ice queens, and you're not that person. So,
but it's fun to play them.
So you have to have some kind. You have to have some kind of emotional, high emotional IQ to be able to do that. So I know you're kidding, but I'm just gonna throw that out there.
No, I just really want to make sure people know that when I give advice, it's coming from a professional actor.
But the idea of I do plenty of things to escape, but they're always like bounded. There's a start and an end to them.
They're finite.
And if Naomi, if I've escaped and Naomi is it needs something and I'm too I haven't played video games forever, and then a friend, iHeartMedia / How Stuff Works engineer Daniel, lent me his Switch, and I was playing a video game and Naomi needed me to do something and I was in the middle of it and I was absorbed in it so much that I was just hold on. I was
it
in
was
the middle
so
of
it. So funny. It was I didn't even it was just so funny because I literally was saying something and he was hold on, with this intensity where I was okay, that does not match what I asked. And it was he was so into whatever this was. This
I was
boss.
About to be I was about to beat a boss and I had been trying to do this for days. And I was so close. That my brain my brain reacted immediately with anxiety and let me do this. But at that moment I was after I hit pause and I did whatever needed to be done, I was I can't play this when she's around because that escape leads to such a rat hole.
Andy, that's a lovely, that's wonderful.
That's a good egg.
You're a really good egg. I mean, I think takes a lot of foresight and a lot of discipline that I think a lot of people don't have. And I'm getting the feeling that they're probably younger.
I was thinking that too. Younger, and then also kind of wonder too. I'm how long have you been? Well, they said 2.5 years, but
living together for a year.
Yeah.
This could be the first cohabitation maybe lives that they don't know how to live together yet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's no. You, first of all, y'all gonna have to save some pennies and at least get a junior one bedroom, okay? Because you're not supposed to stay outside in the snow. That's not how living with your partner works.
Or a senior one bedroom in an elder care facility.
Oh my God, if I could, on-site doctor?
I think that Anonymous feels really...
I just love that. Love
concierge his... doctor?
Yeah.
I think that Anonymous also sees how much joy this brings them. But it's. I think it's tipped over into addiction, honestly.
I agree.
But that's the thing I was saying, the escape. This is my thought on it. Before she pulls the ripcord.
Yeah.
Is there a way to talk? By the way, when I wrote back to her last night or the night before to say, hey, do you want to be anonymous in this? And then she asked me to take out some other details so it could be
so
truly
she.
Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
So she.
It is a she. It is a she. No, I wasn't trying. I was not trying to, be as much as I was it's interesting how you hear certain behaviors and it's female.
That's interesting. And I love that you did bring that up because it did. It stopped me in my tracks. And I was boy, man, that was so presumptive of me to think that was for sure a hetero couple. And that she's I'm really undermining my sex in this situation.
But you're right.
Hey, look, we still live in this weird nether region where you still have gender stereotypes on one side as we move into this more non-binary world. And everyone that's on the one side of the veil is still adhering to the kinds of things that I was raised with. I still think I should be a strong boy.
Where's that strong boy?
Get
in here, strong boy.
So before, by the way, so she said it's getting better is what she said.
Okay. And when you followed an email.
Yeah, I followed.
Okay.
But the.
I would love to know why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was no, we can find out. Maybe
but also,
we can have an update.
I think it does breed so much resentment, this kind of behavior, because she's feeling really left out. And so she's seeing everything as an inciting provocative, that he's provoking her with by saying, she doesn't like to play, she's not fun to play board games with because she's not competitive enough. I could totally hear that as just an observation. Not everybody is competitive, but to her that feels like a slight.
Yeah.
It's going to build up and it's going to get gnarly. I'm glad things are better.
whatever the root is, and this is why I was like, oh, it is an escape. What is the root of that escape? What is the, and is there a way to address that to maybe ameliorate the escaping?
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe it's only like legit 8 hours a week mm-hmm. as opposed to
yeah, maybe you don't 30. DM a game. Maybe you don't have to DM the game. Maybe you can just play in the other one.
That's, yeah. Oh, Dungeon Master the game.
DM,
I thought you
oh,
meant
sorry.
Message people. You know, I
played. Maybe you no. don't.
You're not in charge. I see what you're saying.
I know what a Beyonder is. I know.
I know you do. I
is
know
it Beyonder?
You know.
Beholder. So, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Neither of us will judge.
I know a grown-ass man that has an entire basement dedicated solely to Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
And has a wife, kids, everything.
Okay, so really?
But this is his separate thing where mm-hmm. he hosts a game and they do that. And, you know, he could – that's a life that people have and he could have that. And if she's – fine with that, and I know it brings this person so much joy, and that's great. But I think wanting to escape your life is a sort of an immature, knee-jerk thing to do, and especially if you're old enough and mature enough to say, oh, let's cohabitate, then you have to show up.
Yeah, you have to show up.
Just so I just want to make it like kind of crystal clear. We're not knocking on D&D. We're knocking on obsessively playing it to the point where you...
Yeah. If you told me this was about knitting, I'd be like, calm down
that's
with the craft.
That's the thing. Like,
exactly. Too many crafts.
Like, your friend who is like, plays it in a responsible amount of time.
Responsible.
No, I'm just saying like, doesn't like neglect his wife and child in order to play this.
Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of like, well-known comedians, your Patton Oswalt, your Brian Posehn, who like play D&D.
And
they don't do it, you don't see like every picture on Patton Oswalt's Twitter, Instagram is not D&D. It's, you know, his child and wife. So I think there is a level where, like you said, it's addiction and like true escape. So maybe address. So maybe that's address the thing that.
I think it has to be cognitive. I don't think it's going to be psychological because I mean addiction is addiction, and so the best way to probably kick it is to like. Either, you know, not do it. So what are the parameters you're setting for yourself? Okay, so I'm going to go down to one game a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm just going to do this for a little while. I'm playing too much. It's taking up too much of my life. I'm, you know, neglecting my one true love here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's just like it has to be cognitive. Like just like the way I'm addicted to my phone. And in theory, you know, we go through phases where we're like, well, let's keep the phones outside the bedroom. Well, let's do a thing where you can't look at your phone for the first 45 minutes or the last 45 minutes of every day. You know, we try to.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm That'll so bad at it. I'm no better than Anonymous's boyfriend with you guys. Goodbye.
Let go and let God.
We are going to come right back with another question. Hey guys, it's Naomi here, and I wanted to talk to you about Away Luggage. Away Luggage is about to change the whole travel game. They have suitcases that fit any kind of travel style. They've got a carry-on in an array of colors, and it comes in two sizes and two materials that's strong yet flexible. The thing I love about the Away carry-on, which is the one I have, is that it's lightweight, but it's got this tough shell, so you know you can take it with you everywhere, anywhere, forever and ever. And it's got 360-degree wheels, so you are running through that gate, you are on the move, and you are moving smooth. It even comes with TSA-approved combination locks to keep your belongings safe, and you can get a suitcase with an optional ejectable battery to keep your phone charged. Say what? Okay, nothing's stopping you with Away Luggage. So if you want to give Away a try, first of all, nothing to worry about. You get a 100-day trial on everything they make. So give it a go. See what you like. Shipping is free. And the suitcase is designed to last a lifetime. So trust me, if you fall in love, it's going to love you back. So if you would like to give Away a try, you can get $20 off a suitcase if you go to awaytravel.com/therapy and use promo code therapy during checkout. Again, that's awaytravel.com/therapy and use promo code therapy to get $20 off a suitcase. So give it a try and get your life as you travel, baby. And we're back.
We've got, this is a voicemail.
Okay, hi. So I have a question. I have a little crush on a coworker, and I sent them an email asking if we could go out to grab coffee or just a quick bite to eat something, you know, just a very casual request. And he did not respond at all. Mm-hmm. But then a few months later, we had to work on an assignment together, and which required that we communicated and that he respond to my emails professionally, my professional emails, which he also did not respond to those. But he stopped by the office and sat at my desk and was like asking questions about the assignment, and then stayed for about an hour just asking me personal questions about my life, what I like to do, and, you know, that sort of correspondence. So we ended up adding each other on Instagram, but he does not really connect with me on Instagram, not liking my photos or my posts at all, but he's always, always, always watching my stories. And I think whenever he posts something or posts a story or something and I respond, I'll ask a question about it, there's always like a one word response. Nothing really, just no engagement at all from him. So I think the question I want to know, or the question I want to ask is he like interested? I'm wondering what this sort of lack of communication or mixed engagement might mean. Thanks.
I'm going to take this one. This is my general rule.
Yeah.
And first of all, I just want to say this person feels, I like you.
Yeah.
I like your voice.
So
I feel like you and I would be friends. You seem really nice. So what I'm about to say, do not, this has nothing to do with you. But my general rule is if you have to ask if somebody's interested in you, they're not interested in you. At least not right now.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to worry about is what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't fall in love with somebody's potential. You fall in love with who they are right now. If you can handle that and you like that, that's great. Potential is nice. That's like an extra, you know, biscuit in your biscuit drawer.
Yeah.
But
yes.
But
biscuit in your biscuit drawer.
If you have to ask yourself, and I've spent a lot of times on walks, walk and talk, Sorkin style with my friends, figuring out if somebody likes them or not, and it always comes down to the same thing. You know. You always know. And if he's I'm not sure you have his right email, first of all. But secondly, if he's not responding quickly or he only gives one-word answers, you know, he's got a very short attention span.
Right.
Very short. I mean, especially if they're only looking at stories and can't be bothered to scroll, you know, down on the pictures and the captions. Yeah, that's a short attention span. So if he isn't responding to being asked out in any way, he's probably either doesn't get it, in which case, like, because it's a work situation, you put it out there. He didn't respond. If you keep pushing it, you're getting yourself into some gray water there. So just let it be. Let it lie. If he comes in and you get to know each other in an organic, natural way, where he comes in and says, oh, the last time I was in here, you told me about your cat. Did your cat stop, you know, licking its asshole.
Yep.
Congratulations. Speaking of assholes, no, like,
congratulations, because it's now doing a thing that every other cat does all the time.
Congratulations. It turns out it is a cat after all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that happens organically and they start to, like, you will know. And then if they want to man up enough to ask you out, that's great too.
Yeah.
And so I guess my point is, you've put it out there. You got your response, which was a non-response. Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. It's not you. You're nice.
No, you're nice. You're fun. You're cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but I mean it. I'm like, I could just tell, like, you're fun. You're cool. You know yourself. You're having a laugh. You're listening to the pod. I mean, you're a good soul.
There's a level of, now in our society, talking about, as we've talked about before, gender stereotypes. If you're raised as a guy, you are taught to repress your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
or you just naturally kind of like, oh, I should not feel this. So I know that like Naomi and I, when we first, I was probably giving off mixed signals because I was like very repressed. I couldn't just say, I liked you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go out? It was a lot of like weird, because I couldn't just say that, then my feelings took little tributaries mm-hmm. around to try to get that result to happen. Mm-hmm. But I think there is a level of repression. If he does like you, mm-hmm. there is a level of repression that's too repressed.
Well, I was going to say, I was like, if this is him liking you, honey, mm-hmm. this ain't it. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, imagine if this was this person's best
and
work.
And you do not deserve breadcrumbs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve the whole biscuit.
Yeah.
Another biscuit in your biscuit drawer.
Rat holes and biscuit drawers. That's a great album title.
Rat holes and biscuit drawers and lots of like, tiny kittens that lick
licking
their
assholes.
And...
So wait, this is like a like
this is a
this
Mary
is like
Poppins.
A 1950s style musical.
Yeah, yeah. We got another Andy.
Yeah, yeah. This comes to us from Twitter. They said I could say their handle at I'm a vegan heathen.
Woo!
And
we're both.
I believe this person is a fan of both of you guys on Hysteria. So
fun
kind.
Very fun.
Here's the question. How do you cultivate the – this is not a relationship question. This is a general question for all of us. How do you cultivate the discipline to really hone your art form? Hmm. I have played the piano since I was a kid and have been writing my own music for the past 3 years. As satisfying as it is, it's difficult for me to keep a consistent practice schedule and make it a priority. I even work with an instructor weekly, and sometimes that's the only time I can muster the motivation to play. It's not for lack of desire, but sometimes the weeks slip by and I realize I haven't played at all. What do you do to make sure your art gets the attention it deserves instead of getting sidelined by Netflix and napping? P.S. I binged your entire back catalog. This is couples therapy in the past month. I get in about 72 hours worth of podcast content per week by listening at work at 2.5 times speed. I love what you guys are doing here. And now that I'm caught up, I plan to jump on the Patreon soon. Keep up the good work.
Wow.
Nice little compliment. I keep like, some of the compliments in there, Naomi.
I feel like we all have probably a similar answer, so I feel like you guys should take it away.
But see, I'm so funny because I was going to be like, honestly, I need one of y'all to tell me. Because I definitely, I don't know, like, I feel like there was last week, so I did two shows on Saturday of last week, but before that, I hadn't done stand-up for 3 weeks. And I know I'm doing other things, but even those other things, I'm not doing for enough hours in the day to justify, like, even that's not kind of moving, you know, like, getting going. And it's true, it's like, I want to be good, not just good, like, I want to be fucking amazing at it, at all of it, right? Like, great actor, great writer, great stand-up, like, I want to do all that stuff, and yet... when I'm faced with a given week, I'll just be like, oh, well, you'll see. You know what I mean?
Let's
like,
see
like
what season six of Arrow is doing.
I don't know how to, like, keep it up. And I mean, right now, Mikayla, like, obviously you're working, but in the times when you're not, you know, do you have that feeling or, like, struggle to do more? Or are you feeling like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I always have I'm always hungry to do more. I get tired, especially, I'm starting to get more and more tired, you know, especially as our work takes us on airplanes and far away and there's travel and there's so much involved now. But I always come back to this. Like, this is the oxygen for me is working. And so with something like when this person asks, when Vegan Heathen asks about how do you keep up your art or how do you stay engaged in it, it's not really a question. It just has to happen. There's a drive. There's an automatic fire. I have other artistic things that I dabble in that I love, and they get none of the treatment. Like, I play the drums. I want to be really good at it. I knit, you know, for real. I know I joked about it earlier, but like I actually am a novice, you know, knitter who's becoming intermediate, and I love it. It makes me so happy. And these things get put on back shelves and collect dust constantly. And I don't know why, because when I do it, it's like yoga or whatever people, you know, when they work out, wouldn't know that it brings people so much joy. And you go, why sex, you know, you're like, why don't we do this 20 times a day? I love it. But then you don't, and you don't know why. And, you know, these things happen. I think it's just that if this person, Vegan Heathen, really wants to imagine a goal of like, what is your goal with the piano? Is it just to get good at it? Or do you Because for me, it's deadlines. Like if I have to deliver any kind of speech, or any kind of anything, if I don't have the deadline, it's never going to happen. It's never going to get written. I would say to Vegan Heathen, like if you really want to push yourself, give yourself a scary, scary deadline and a scary goal. Like you're going to perform. You're going to perform that piano on Thursday. You're having people over. I'm going to tell you, you're going to learn that right quick. And you're going to really dedicate yourself if you feel like you're – on the line for it. And, you know, I always want to vomit before every show and I'm mad at myself for agreeing to do it. And then afterwards I'm like, that's great. I'm so happy I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set yourself a deadline to learn Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
But here's a question. Did you live, you're from New York, right? But
no.
You're not?
New York City?
No, New York.
Oh, Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, yeah.
But Bowie different.
But did you move to New York City first before you moved out to LA?
Yes. I've lived there twice. Both times it kicked my ass out. It like handed me my ass and said, bye-bye, thank you.
I was going to ask, I found myself, I was more productive in New York than I am here because in New York it was a passion and here it's a career. And I found that like my brain has changed that it's like, if I can't get paid to do it, my brain has a very difficult time finding a reason to do it. And then I'm like, but I can't, it's very difficult. I've been trying to recapture that, the same feeling I had when I lived in New York, when it was something.
You mean that hunger?
Yeah.
Or just the fun of it. Like it was just fun.
Oh.
But you also would just the like hunger.
Okay. But aren't you hungry for money?
The hunger has turned to thirst, Naomi.
I was legitimately starving in New York City. I mean, for me, it's more if I think that I have the potential to fail publicly, you know, that is enough to scare me into doing something my best. And, and you know, I think maybe what Vegan Heathen needs is a little structure too. Like when I moved out here, I jumped into the Growlings. That was
say, like a group
very
of
structured for me. And I needed that. You know, I know myself. Some people who are stand-ups don't need that. They're like, I know how to go to a cafe and write 20 jokes every single day and go up every single night cold and try them out and get my ass handed to me. And then, you know, do it again and hone and hone and hone. They can do that. You know, for me, I needed somebody to say, you need to be here from 7 to 10 on Tuesday and all day Saturday. You know, I needed that.
Yeah. I think having groups of people is like always helpful because even when I can't do a mic, just like talking to other funny people. And I don't necessarily mean like, well, let's all do bits, but just like when I'm around other funny people, it just sparks my brain.
Oh, and that becomes your world.
Yeah. And it's just like, and I'm like, oh, you made me think of a thing that I wasn't thinking, you know, sitting at home or.
Yeah. I think that's part of like also being out here. I feel more isolated.
Well, that's why you're seeing Aaron tonight. You're going out, you're getting in the middle, but you know what I mean? Like reaching out and like kind of making it, it's more of more work. You don't bump into people. You don't, you know, just hang out after the show for another 2 hours. But it's like, okay.
No, it becomes your, it becomes sort of your identity in your world a little bit more. And so you're in that headspace, you know, kind of hard to jump around.
So, yeah. So I like that structure and accountability, I think, are the things that will like make you. And again, I guess like connecting with that idea of like, what I'm trying to do is reconnect with the thing that I love about making videos or whatever, you know.
Well, let me also say this to Vegan Heathen. I have a good friend, Josh, who started playing guitar at 44. And he was like, I can't believe I'm learning guitar at 44. This is so sad, you know. And I just wish I was playing for the last 20 years because I just, And his friend said, yeah, but think about it. When you're 54, you will have been playing guitar for 10 years. And he's like, oh, yeah. So, you know, and when you're 74, you will have been playing guitar 30 years. So anyway, that's something to think about. Like, get to it. Because think about it. When you're however you're old you're going to be at 45 or 55, that's how long you will have been playing piano for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I find that to be a motivating factor. The specter of mortality.
Yeah.
The bony fingers grabbing my shoulder and whisking me to the grave.
Yeah.
And
how do you want to go out?
Yeah.
You want to go out having played Claire de Lune or not?
Michaela, what a delight it's been.
Oh, thank you so much.
Truly. Thank you. I feel like I have to say this out here. I'm not just saying that.
Oh.
I truly mean it.
I don't think Michaela ever thought you were.
Deep in my heart.
Oh, I
feel, I don't know. There's so, like, I felt moving out here that there's now an added layer. Like, everyone's going to glad hand you. So now I have to, like, when I mean something. So you know when I don't mean something, when I'm just going like, hey, thanks for being here.
Great. That,
You made it awkward. It's okay, sweetie. Hey. And trying to be so real, it was, like, too real.
And that's what
it
got.
How was your
touch.
Audition? Well, they just said thanks for coming in and... You know, I think they. I'm not. No, I think they meant it. No, no, Sarah, they didn't mean it at all. Who's Sarah?
We're all Sarah. Hey, we're all Sarah. Sometimes
I think we created a new character, Sarah.
Sarah has butthole cats and.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
My name is Kimberly Drew. If I've learned anything in my years of studying and uplifting Black artists, it's that we all have the power to create something beautiful. That's why I'm pleased to introduce you to people who have broken down boundaries in fencing and helped to create the first ever smart store. They're a big deal, and it's time we give them our attention. Listen to Your Attention, Please, a Hulu podcast with iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's inspired by Your Attention, Please, now streaming on Hulu. Watch for a fresh point of view on Black history.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.